We are happy. We are sad. We are powerful. We are weak. We are good. We are evil. We are united. We are separated. We are believers, dream seekers, begging that people never leave us, because we are lonely. We are loved. We are people. We are human. Oddly enough, the term human is a quality often overlooked by humans. We look around and see religion and colour, but forget to see a human. Don't see the flower in the field blooming. Instead, they see a flower that is to be educated, grown and controlled in the correct environment until they are old enough to reach the age of retirement. They are kept in line, not allowed to moan or whine, peacefully of course, because we are not violent. Each flower is grown from the same seed, only the bushes can lead. Obedience is an imperative requirement. Now remain silent. It is easy enough to think that that is what we are. Flowers in a field, using the bushes as a shield, all the same height, all the same colour, but that would mean life would be so much duller. You are a flower in a field, but your seed is not mine nor theirs, it is yours. Multiple colours, beliefs and creeds, you are not like the other seeds. But do not be afraid, because yes, we are all different seeds, different plants, but we all live and we all die, and some of us lie. The truth is that you are not a plant or a flower or a seed. You are a person, a human being. And we are all different in a lot of ways, but in times of crisis, when people have died at the hands of ISIS, we cry, but we, the survivors by the hands of luck, we cry, we sigh, but we do not die. Instead we mourn, then still feeling torn, we rise from the atrocities, look above the monstrosities, and we smile, for this is humanity's greatest trial. If we succeed in this, if we succeed in having our mothers, lovers, brothers, sisters, fathers, friends, family ripped from us, if we can succeed in living on after our loved ones have been taken from us, if we do not keel over and give in, we chuck the thirst for revenge, the hate in the bin, if we do not take the bait, if we go to the concert, to the film, to the restaurant that you want, then we have won. They want segregation, they want deportation, a stop of migration, they don't care about inflation, that's all they want. Anarchy, the loss of sanity. After they have taken our children, our parents, do not let them take our unity, our sanity, our humanity. If they wanted to humanize themselves like this, then we will not dehumanize them anymore. We will fight their goals, but not openly hunt them. They are not animals. They are barbaric, brainwashed humans. But if they think they can slaughter our children in the streets, if they think they can butcher our mothers and our fathers, if they think they can decimate the people of this world, then the least we can do is slaughter the radicalization of their religion, butcher their ambitions for world domination, and decimate their dreams of a caliphate state. For we already have a state over here. We have a state of mind, a state of determination. We do not need indoctrination. We have a state of defiance. They do not even have a reliance. While as we have a state of unity, they have bombs, but we have immunity. For our lives they may take, but the determination, the defiance, the unity will never be taken, will never die. For we are the human race. We have fought bigger wars than this. We have won bigger wars than this. There was a time when it looked like smallpox would never be cured, when the Nazis would win, when the IRA would defeat us. But we won. We won them. And we will win the so-called Islamic State too. For we are human beings. Only they are sad. They are evil. They are separated. They are lonely. But they are people. They are human. Do not treat them with the same lack of humanity they have chosen to inflict on us. Do not lower yourself to their barbaric, senseless life. We may be the same species, but we are different, and we will win. Because we are happy, we are powerful, we are good, we are united, we are believers, dream seekers, our people will never leave us. We are loved, we are people, we are human.